And good morning, everybody. This is The Bridge here at Hunter's Bay Radio. And as always, extraordinary people doing extraordinary things. I have a wonderful individual this morning, a great artist. And Matt Coles, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate
it's
that.
It's a pleasure. And by chance, I happened into the Framing Place and the art gallery right on King William Street across from Cavalcade. You were just...
We're just setting up the show, getting it ready.
Now, let me ask you this. Why is this your first show?
Well, it took me a long time to gather the courage to get my work out there. It's sort of like opening up a diary to the world. And I had a lot of encouragement, mostly from my mother-in-law.
Yes, I met her.
The owner, she's been doing this for 25 years and pushed me and until the day finally came. So.
And it's just stunning work.
I mean, thank you.
Just a few of the adjectives here. Simple, compelling, perennial passion. Now, I'm going to ask you to describe your work because we are on the radio here. Your primarily work on landscape?
Definitely on landscape. I started off doing a lot of abstract work, and I guess about... I'd say about 9 years ago, I moved here to work at the Framing Place.
And you moved from
North Bay, to raise my family here with my beautiful wife, Darla. And now we have two beautiful sons, Elias and Saul. So to describe my work, I guess it's loose, expressionist landscape. I love to paint en plein air, which just basically means to paint on location in the open air. And
I was going to ask you about that because I speak no French.
Exactly. It's an old term that, Monet, he's basically a plein air painter. Lots of great artists. It's all about capturing the light, the mood, the feel of the landscape.
Now, you hike up into, Algonquin.
Algonquin, Killarney Provincial Park. I do a little bit in North Bay as well when I'm back home visiting.
Yeah.
So, yeah, love the Algonquin landscape. I'm there working every day as the art director for the Algonquin Art Center.
Explain this to me, the art center.
Well, it's a great facility for, families, art collectors, children. There's just a number of things to do out there. I mean, kids can go out there and they can, do some plein air painting themselves with the number of workshops, activities that we do. Or if you just love artwork and you can just go out there and have a look at all the beautiful paintings that we have. Some of Canada's best contemporary landscape painters are out there.
And not to mention the... Group of seven.
You got it. Yeah, that's a big inspiration for me.
But make sure you take a GPS.
Yeah, exactly. They pinpointed a lot of those locations, actually.
Yeah. Do you ever, go into the park and take a photograph and then to try to recreate that later?
Yeah, sure. That's part of it, too. I mean, sometimes you can't get everything done on location, so you have to take some reference shots and finish them back at the studio. So
Speed landscapes. Oh my gosh, the sun's going down.
Exactly. Wind change, lights change. It's a big part of it.
So, when did you know that this was something that you could do? Because I can't draw a stick man. I mean, I can do other things I think are okay, but.
I've painted my whole life, I've always drawn, and high school was a big part of it. That's when I first was introduced to acrylic paint, I guess, and didn't really figure out that I loved landscape painting until I moved here. And, it's a big inspiration and has been for so many years.
Yeah, it's a little hard to avoid it, eh?
Yeah, exactly.
You could take a drive a mile, in any direction.
And find something just beautiful.
Yeah, stunning.
Yeah.
Now, your background, did you go to university for this? Or
no, self-taught. Self-taught.
Really?
But I give a lot of credit to the people that I work with every day, the artists that I work with, because they've given me many, many tools to use in my work. There's a couple specifically that I'd like to mention. Peter Schultz, just outside of Montreal, he's an airline pilot, and we go painting. And he does this as a hobby, just as I do, so we have that connection. And he's just believed in my work since day one. And
how did you meet him?
Me. Through the Art Center, we showcase his work out there. He's one of Canada's leading plein air artists.
Wow.
So, as well as Mark Reeder, who's a local guy here. He's just in Dwight. And he's, again, another fellow that I go out painting with. And that's what it's all about, just sharing ideas and being in the moment.
See, I envy that because, you know, where we live in this great land from coast to coast to coast, it's hockey and beer.
Yeah, it's true. It's just paint and beer with me.
Hey, let's go out and paint.
Exactly.
You know, yeah. Your medium is primarily acrylic?
It's actually oil. So, yeah. I switched over to oils probably about 5 years ago, and I just loved the feel of them on the brush. They just feel a little bit different. Yeah, they take a little bit longer to dry, but it's well worth the wait.
And so why?
Why paint? I have a little bit of a blog there, and you know, someone else asked me that question. I answered, "Paint why?" You know, it's an emotional, you know, exercise that I like to do just to do it, just to have fun. It's just
where we live in Muskoka, there seems to be a very well. We are known as an arts community.
Yeah, it's an art mecca for sure.
A mecca. And do you think there is something, I don't mean to get like West Coast bean sprout on you here, but do you think that there is some great energetic muse that seems to inhabit where we live?
Yep, exactly. It's Algonquin Park, I think. You know, for me anyway, each artist's muse is going to be different. But I think, the natural landscape here is just, it's so rugged. You know, for me, I look at the landscape and it's almost impossible to paint. So when you paint, you tend to create something completely different in a way that what you're looking at. It's more about the feeling that you get.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's from your eyes.
Yeah, exactly.
From your, you know, for lack of a better word here, it's from your heart and from your soul.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I liked about the work I saw at the framing place in Art Gallery is you can't glance at your work and then move on. It seems to hold you. I'm doing the universal you there, but it seems to it holds me for a moment. And I wish I hadn't actually been in a hurry that afternoon. I remember being in the Beaverbrook Museum, and in the lobby were three Salvador Dalis. And you could stand in front of one for hours because of everything that's going on in it. And I find with looking at your work, one painting can hold me for a long time.
Thank you.
But it's everything that you commit into it. And I agree with the adjective. It is compelling. Because at first look, you're going, okay, it's a landscape, and it looks like Algonquin Park, because, you know, I've been all over the park. But something holds me to that particular piece. And I've asked artists this before, whether you're a performance artist or a graphic artist or a painter. Is any of it conscious?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, you have to have the technical acumen to take the
sure, paint. There's a bit there, for sure. Technically, I don't consider myself incredible at all. You know, it's all about feeling to me and just building the layers of paint and getting to the end result. You know, I have a very simple process.
Well, it's funny. I was listening to, I can't remember who it was, just over the weekend, talking about when an artist knows that this piece is complete.
That's a hard thing to determine.
Yeah.
Usually my wife is involved in that.
Okay, honey, so, that's enough.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Your food's getting cold.
Yeah, otherwise it just gets muddy and, you know, you lose what you originally thought of doing.
And how do you know when to start? I don't think I've ever asked that.
Yeah, well, it's just a feeling. Yeah, it's I call it the fire. You know, you get a fire going and you get inspired and it's you have to paint. You're compelled to paint. You don't have a choice in the matter.
You know, I never thought of it that way because I spent a lot of years as an actor, and I like to look through the curtain before the show. I want to see who's there, and I want to see who I have to really engage. You know, it's the husband who was dragged to see this particular piece. But I never had the word for it, but I get the fire.
Yeah.
I get ready to go. I don't get nervous. I get juiced.
Yeah, exactly. You're excited. It's just, you have no choice.
Right.
Yeah.
You have no choice. And I'm at a very young age. This is a gift. This isn't some search to be a star. It never was for me. It was this fire, and thank you, because now I have the language that I knew it was a gift, you know. And as I said to you earlier, I can't draw a stick man, so I call it a positive envy when I see great artists, you know, and mm-hmm. and just to get started. I mean, I'm working on a project right now, and I have all the pieces in my office. But I'm struggling with the beginning. I already know what the end is going to be, but it's the beginning. It's what some great composers used to talk about, the hidden metaphor and how to give life to that.
You have to nurture that creativity for me. You know, you have to go out. For me, you got to paint all the time. You know, sometimes, you know, it's not going to be that great, you know, but if you keep on practicing, keep on, you know, experimenting, you know, trying different things, then eventually you're going to get it right.
So I have heard through the grapevine that the first day of the show, mm-hmm. you did very well.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it was, you know, that morning, it was a long walk to work. Even though it only takes 20 minutes, but it was definitely long thinking about all the possibilities, you know, is anything going to sell? Honestly, I had no expectation for what actually did happen, and I sold 24 out of 31 paintings that day, and since it's the show sold out. So for me, I'm very humbled, and as a first sort of show, it gives me that affirmation that, yeah, I can paint.
Yeah.
And also, you know, it gives me that fire, that burning feeling that I got to get it there and just keep on doing it.
And you've got to call your pal in Montreal.
Exactly.
I get more stuff going. I should have mentioned this earlier. Even though these pieces have sold, they are still on.
They are still exhibit. On, yeah.
Just a reminder, it's at the Framing Place and Gallery, which is exactly 33 King William Street. And it's this month, right through to February 2. Weekdays 9:30 to 5:30, Saturday 10 to 5, and on the Lord's Day you rest.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, we all need rest.
Yes. Now, when you sell, you know, as many pieces as mm-hmm. as you have, do you hurry right back to?
I know. I'm going to take my time and actually enjoy this. You know, it's a very humbling thing.
Yeah.
You know, and. Yeah, I'm going to get right back out there and paint, but, you know, I have to remind myself that my painting, it's all about me being in the canoe, me hiking with my kids and stuff like that.
And how old are they?
They're 6 and 8.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
They're just wonderful boys. So.
Yeah, but I have an 8-year-old girl.
Wonderful, yeah.
And every activity is a new outfit.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, now I know why my parents repeated my name over and over and over again. Do you have a particular time of year, like do you like the autumnal time or spring?
Springtime, I think, for me, you know. There's a lot of, for me, when I look at like a spring landscape, there's a lot of purple tones, purple and sort of deep reddish browns in there, and it really works well with the palette that I use. So
nice.
I tend to like the springtime for sure.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the spring.
You know, new energy.
Yeah.
Kind of coming out off the winter and, you know, everyone's ready to get outside. And
yeah, it's a rebirth.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, so tell me exactly where the Arts Center is.
Yeah, exactly. It's at kilometer 20 on Highway 60 in Algonquin Provincial Park.
Okay.
So there's no better location that I can give you than that. So it's about halfway.
And it has regular hours?
Yep. The regular hours are 10 to 5, and we operate from usually the beginning of June to mid-October.
And how did it happen that you became the art director?
Well, I was asked by the owners of the Framing Place, who operate the Algonquin Art Center as well, to come on board as the art director, and gladly accepted the position.
And how did you hook up with them?
Basically through the Framing Place, because they own that as well.
Oh.
Yeah, so it all worked out. You know, they're also my in-laws, which...
I see. Your mother-in-law.
Exactly, so it's an added bonus there, but... you know, it was a great honor for me to be asked to do that position.
Well, you know, Matt, I have to say, I think it was serendipitous that I happened to meet you.
Yeah, it was a pretty neat moment.
Yeah, and for everyone out there, it takes some time to go see this wonderful exhibit. It's a first-time show for Matt Coles, the paintings by Matt Coles. I have to read this because it's quite interesting. Experience the rugged landscape of the Canadian Shield. This guy, for you folks out there in Radio Land, looks as rugged as his experiences are in the great North Central Ontario. Take some time to go see this wonderful show. As I said, it's at the Framing Place and Art Gallery. At 33 King William Street, and it's Matt Cole's show. It's on now until February 2. Matt, what are your hopes for the future?
Basically, just to get back out there, you know, just keep on doing what I'm doing. I don't have any immediate plans as a result of the success of my show or anything like that. I'm just going to, you know, when I have time and... the opportunity arises, I'm going to get in my canoe with my my two boys and get out there and painting again.
There's a lot of art shows happening right now. Mm-hmm. And one at the Bead, the Art Space has theirs. And there's a lot that I'm forgetting. But yours especially, congratulations on a great
Thank
first
you very
show.
Much.
And just a high five out to the owners of the Art Gallery and the Framing Place and your in-laws. Have a great holiday season.
Thank you.
Again, thanks a lot for doing this. We've been talking to Matt Coles, whose show is at the Framing Place and Art Gallery right on King William Street. I'll be right back with more of The Bridge right after this.